The universe has a strange way of settling the score, and it's always settled. As you know, John Wilkes Booth assassinated Abraham Lincoln on April 14, 1865. What you may not know is the brother of John Wilkes Booth, Edwin Booth, saved the life of Abraham Lincoln's son Robert Lincoln on a train platform a few months prior to the assassination. One hell of a coincidence, isn't it? Let's dig into this a bit, shall we? Who was Edwin Booth? Unfortunately, today Edwin Booth is primarily known as the older brother of John Wilkes Booth. I say unfortunately because before the assassination of Lincoln this was not the case. At the time, Edwin Booth was one of the most well-known and most loved actor in the United States. Think about that for a second, try to compare it to modern times. Imagine The Rock, Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise's brother assassinating the President of the United States. Although John Wilkes Booth was an actor also, so Casey Affleck or Stephen Baldwin assassinating the president, it's crazy to even think about. Okay, enough of that, back to Edwin. Edwin Booth, born in 1833, was the second oldest of Junius Brutus Booth's three sons. While John Wilkes was a competent actor who played to good reviews, Edwin was regarded as one of the 19th century's great Shakespearean actors. His most famous part was Hamlet, which he portrayed more often than any other actor before or since, including a run of 100 consecutive nights. In 1862, Edwin became manager of the Winter Garden Theatre in New York City, where he presented highly acclaimed Shakespearean productions. Edwin and his brother John were not close, the main reason being Edwin was a Unionist and Lincoln supporter while John was a rabid secessionist. Edwin once wrote of his brother, "Greater than he was insane on the point of secession, and no one who knew him well can doubt it. When I told him that I had voted for Lincoln's re-election, he expressed deep regret, and declared his belief that Lincoln would be made King of America, and this, I believe, drove him beyond the limits of reason." Greater than Edwin Booth. Who was Robert Todd Lincoln? Robert Todd Lincoln was the firstborn son of President Abraham Lincoln, and the only one of Lincoln's four children to live to adulthood. Following his father's assassination, Lincoln worked as a lawyer, Secretary of War and Minister to Great Britain. He died on July 26, 1926, in Manchester, Vermont. If not for Edwin Booth, he would have died much sooner. The day Edwin Booth saved the life of Robert Todd Lincoln. Type of train Edwin saved Robert from. Fate brought Lincoln and Booth together in a train station in Jersey City, New Jersey, in the midst of the Civil War. At the time, Robert was on a holiday from Harvard, traveling from New York to Washington, D.C., while Booth was on his way to Richmond, Virginia, with his friend, John T. Ford, owner of Ford's Theater in Washington. The exact date of the encounter is unknown, although Robert consistently recalled it as having occurred in 1863 or 1864. Robert Lincoln wrote the most detailed account of the incident in a 1909 letter to Richard Watson Gilder, editor of the Century magazine, who asked him to verify that the episode actually took place. Greater than the incident occurred while a group of passengers were late at night purchasing their sleeping car places from the conductor who stood on the station platform at the entrance of the car. The platform was about the height of the car floor, and there was of course a narrow space between the platform and the car body. There was some crowding, and I happened to be pressed by it against the car body while waiting my turn. In this situation the train began to move, and by the motion I was twisted off my feet, and had dropped somewhat, with feet downward, into the open space, and was personally helpless, when my coat collar was vigorously seized and I was quickly pulled up and out to a secure footing on the platform. Upon turning to thank my rescuer I saw it was Edwin Booth, whose face was of course well known to me, and I expressed my gratitude to him, and in doing so, called him by name. Greater than Robert Todd Lincoln. You might also like Abraham Lincoln was a badass wrestling champion. After saving Robert Todd Lincoln. So Edwin was a hero as well as being a well-loved actor. Once again, let's compare the story to today. If one of the most famous actors saved the president's child, the media would be salivating at the mouth. Medals would be awarded, White House dinners would be planned. Edwin simply received a thank you, boarded the next train and went on to his destination. Months after the incident, in 1865, Edwin Booth received a letter from a friend, Colonel Adam Badeau, then serving as an officer on Grant's staff. Lincoln had related the story of the rescue to Badeau while they were stationed at City Point, Virginia, and Badeau supposedly offered Booth his compliments for having performed such a deed. According to one Booth biographer, Robert's superior, Ulysses S. Grant, also wrote to Booth to congratulate him on his heroism. Grant not only praised Booth's quick actions but also said that if he could ever serve Edwin, he would gladly do so. Edwin reportedly replied that when Grant was in Richmond, the actor would love to perform for him there. While the rescue clearly seemed significant to Robert at the time, there is no existing evidence that he ever told his parents about it. This may not be too surprising, given that he and his father were not particularly close. The president, Robert may have assumed, had enough worries. In conclusion, as stated in the first sentence of this post, the universe has a strange way of settling the score. A Booth saved the life of a Lincoln, and mere months later a Booth took the life of a Lincoln. I believe the universe balances itself out, some people call it karma. Of course this is all speculation, but perhaps after losing three children, Lincoln prayed to the Almighty, if need be, in the future to take him instead of his only remaining child. I know this sounds a bit out there, and this is most likely a very strange coincidence, but you never really know, do you?